So we're looking at the budget 2013 with Scott Bentley, a partner in the corporate team at Francis Clarke. So the creative sector in Cornwall is growing quite nicely. We've got the university at Penryn, the Tremo campus. So there were things mentioned for things like film and television in the budget. Can you explain what this was?
Yes, the government announced last year, I think, that they were consulting on a new creative tax relief. Other countries have this, and there was a concern that the UK was losing some of its best creative talents to these countries where the tax regime favoured development of their work. So what we have coming in April is a tax relief for culturally British work, which would include video games, high-end television, etc. And it's something akin to R&D tax relief, which we're quite familiar with, whereby there will be a doubling up of the tax relief on expenditure for people engaged in those activities. So for every pound they spend, they'll be effectively treated as spending £2 in terms of tax relief. And also, if in pursuing their activity they generate losses, they will be able to surrender those losses at the rate of 20 for a repayment at the rate of 25p in the pound. So that's good news, and hopefully keeps a bit more of our creative talent here in the UK. And of course, Cornwall is quite a favoured location often for that industry, because it's a great place to live, great place to work. The natural landscape tends to be quite popular with individuals involved in those sectors.
And then there's something called Patent Box, about exporting a patented technology.
Yeah, the Patent Box, again, that's been discussed for a little while now, and it comes into effect in April. Again, other European countries have a Patent Box system, and this is basically providing tax benefits to companies whose trade relies on patented technology. So that may well be, in its simplest form, a company that develops a product which is patented, it sells that product. Providing it meets the various rules in the regime, it will enjoy a corporate tax rate of 10% on the profits generated, although the relief is being phased in from this April and won't be fully operative until 2017. But it is very, very significant, and particularly significant because it's not just if you happen to sell a patented product of a particular type, but there is the potential that if you sell a product which comprises a component or a smaller component when it's patented, that you may be able to secure that 10% tax rate on sales of the entire product. And that's an area of tax law that we think we'll see develop as the regime takes hold.